Hello and welcome to another hour
of our cast culture
of Bobby Medford's Radio Circus. I'm your host, Bobby Medford, and this is my co-host,
Caleb.
Exactly, great. That's it. Elif, what do you want to play next? Sorry, that was Sunset and the Mockingbird, which is a Duke Ellington tune that he said he wrote, like, driving at sunset in California and, like, hearing this mockingbird, and that's, like, the little, like, the melody that kind of oscillates back and forth. I think it's beautiful, but that's the Jazz at Lincoln Center version, so it's, like, Wynton Marsalis' orchestra playing in Cuba.
Can you hear me? Just putting
well,
it out there.
Well, in theory, your mic is on. I think I can hear you.
Perfect.
I can hear myself really loudly for some reason, but maybe it's just the headphone volume. What did you want to play next?
I mean, God hears us all, and that's what makes things matter. But,
yeah, you're listening to 91.5 Tufts Christian Radio, WMFO in Medford. what do you want to play next, though?
Kiwi Mad Dog 2020, version 2 by Elliot Smith.
Oh, you got it. You got it. This is Kiwi Mad Dog 2020, version 2 of 2. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so we are back, and we actually have a caller on the air. Caller, why don't you tell us your name?
Oh, hi, my name's Bucket.
Mr. Bucket, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
That's so great to hear. I think we're doing okay, right? Ella, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah, how are you?
What did you have for breakfast?
That's a valid question. It's the most important meal of the day. I had a clementine and a banana, which is maybe not the most well-rounded breakfast. How about you, Bucket? What did you have this morning?
I don't particularly feel comfortable talking about that.
Yeah, that's fair. It's okay. Is there anything you'd like to hear on the radio this morning, Mr. Birdbath?
I'm sorry, I just get so nervous sometimes. Everybody makes fun of me.
Sometimes I sleep standing up in the lot. Sometimes I feel really weird.
Really
weird. Yeah,
I'm so...
All right, man. We're gonna...
Okay. No one's making fun of you on this radio.
We love
show.
You and we're really glad you called in.
Yes.
Maybe I moved too fast. I think he hung up and ran away. all right. Next we're going to play Oh, That Was Today by Tom Scott. Which is the sample for Pete Rock's classic.
They Reminisce Over You.
Yeah, but it's just two like bars in the saxophone solo, which is really cool.
Can
like,
I talk about that song?
Please, tell us about it.
So, yeah, Pete Rock, when he first heard this Tom Scott version of the song Today, he said that he just started crying and he had just lost his friend Troy, and he just like created the sample, used the bass line, and the next thing you know, one of the most like beautiful classical songs, They Reminisce Over You, one of my favorites, it came out, and it's just like born from this rush of emotion that Pete Rock had when he first heard that song, and I think that's beautiful.
That's a beautiful story. Also, one of the, I feel like, most classic hip-hop rap beats of all time, so that's
right?
A cool history of it. Next, we're going to play this Robert Glasper Experiment cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit, but before we do that, I actually want to talk about this interview that Robert Glasper just did with, Ethan Iverson, who's the bassist of The Bad Plus, which is a band that plays with Joshua Redman a lot. And they're both like, well, I mean, The Bad Plus as a band and Robert Glasper and his various, you know, Robert Glasper Trio, Robert Glasper Experiment. Aleph, those headphones are so broken. are kind of really influential, like big figures in jazz right now. And so Ethan Iverson has this blog called Do the Math and usually posts pretty insightful interviews on it. But recently, Robert Glasper was on and made some super sexist comments, unfortunately, about like women in the audience at jazz shows and like playing grooves and kind of insinuating that like women don't dig like complicated solos or anything. They're just there for like grooves, mm-hmm. and it got really uncomfortable and sexist. And I think neither one of them have really disavowed the remarks, and so I think in the context of this week and International Women's Day, and just there's so many I can't say that word, but you know what, there's so many badass women in jazz that it's just unfortunate that this is kind of still a really pervasive notion. And I think this song is really good and we wanted to play it for a while because it's excellent, but I think that's an important thing to think about in listening to music and listening to music critically. So this is Robert Glasper Experiment, Smells Like Teen Spirit, but, you know.
Wow. Very important remarks to make.
Food for thought.
Thank you, Ben.
Maybe we'll play a Bad Plus song later, but maybe we won't.
When we listen to it, they seem so also true, they almost can't get on. I've been trying to show you over and over. Look at these, my childbearing hips. Look at these, my ruby red, ruby lips. Look at these, my work strong arms. And you've got to see my bottle full of charm. I lay it all at your feet. You turn around and say back to me. Like the first.
No, we didn't go anywhere, but we're back. What did we just play? After Smells Like Teen Spirit, we played...
Black by Thundercat?
No, but before that... Sheila...
Oh my god, yeah, we played Sheila Gig by PJ Harvey off of her album Dry.
That was Ella's choice, so I was... if you wanted to say something about it. We're going to bring back a segment that we did in our first show, which is talking about the last cool word that you learned. And Elif has been picked up. So.
A huge throwback to our first episode. But yeah, so the word is béni oui oui, and it's in French. It means like someone who agrees to everything or says yes or supports everything. But the history behind it was really interesting. So this came out when the French were colonizing North Africa, and béni means sons of in Arabic. So béni oui oui literally means sons of yes yes, and this stands for natives who agreed to everything the colonial administrator said and were like, oh sure, we'll do this, like, and kind of just like those who chose to comply were called béni oui oui's. And now it's colloquially used in French as like as a more superficial, like, oh yeah, someone who agrees with everything kind of term. But yeah.
But that's the etymology of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
The sons of yes, yes. I love that. That's so really, literal.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Eva. Right. And then we put the funny cats on. I don't really have a word that I learned recently. Except, well, I didn't learn this recently. It's a word that I've known for a bit, but I've been thinking a lot about the Brazilian word saudade.
Oh, what is it?
Which is like a sense of longing or nostalgia for something that has never existed or probably will never exist. It's like the kind of just melancholy for like things as they are and like as they could be, but they're not.
I'm crying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like ennui, kind of, in French.
What's really funny is that I think this word... Oh my god, someone's calling us.
Oh, cool. Wait, wow. Great. We'll just put him right on the air. All right, caller, please don't say anything inappropriate. I'm just going to answer you. Hi, you're on WMFO. Hello, you're on WMFO.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm feeling some ennui for you, my friend.
Is this my sister Madeline by any chance?
Yes, dude.
Hey, thank you so much for listening and calling in. Wait, that's so sweet. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm also doing pretty well.
Would you like to talk to your parents as well? We're all in the car.
Yeah, sure. Hi, everybody. I actually meant to call you today. We played a show last night.
I can't put you on speaker. Oh, never mind.
Me and...
You were going to call?
Yeah, well, I was going to tell you, me and Tucker and... Josh and Scoozy and our friend Justin Sullivan played a show at ATO last night, which was fun.
What are you guys called, though? What's your band name?
Peeny Weenstraw.
Oh, okay.
Was the band. We had a fun time. We played a lot of early 2000s pop punk for the most part, and I think people had fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And
some of my favorite era. Well, not really, but
yeah.
Anyway, it's freezing here, and it's just snowing all over the place, and we're going up to Vermont, and you know what, Ben? I'm California dreaming. Do what you will with that one.
Yeah, we could play that.
All right.
That's noted.
All right,
Maddie. Thank you so much for calling. Tell Mom and Dad I love you.
No problem. Senita Vyoram.
Hmm? Oh, my God.
So Ben, wait.
Yeah. Wait, I'm crying.
All right.
They said I love you in Turkish. I can't.
What?
I can't.
Wait,
yeah.
Amazing. Oh, Maddie doesn't know Turkish. She must have just looked that up.
Same savior. Hi.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Bye. Thanks.
Love you. Bye. Have a safe drive. Wow.
Wow. I gotta say, that was like even sweeter than Bucket's call, which is hard to surpass.
Yeah, Bucket von Birdbath was a nice call. All right. I gotta supplant what I was gonna play with California Dreamin'.
But the Mamas and the Papas version or Bobby Womack?
I don't know. Which version do you want to play?
Bobby Womack.
You got it. So here's that.
the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be saving more if I was in L.A. California dreaming on such a winter's day. Went to a church yesterday. I stopped along.
So that was Little Bubble by The Dirty Projectors. Well, kind of The Dirty Projectors. The Dirty Projectors just like sort of broke up. The lead singer was like worked with his partner a lot and like they were collaborators, and then she left the band and I think they broke up relationship wise and band wise. But the new album's really good. Just I think something that I really liked in the old Dirty Projectors songs were like the female vocalists were so good, and musicians. But anyway, that was that. I was gonna apologize for playing sad music, but Elif won't let me, which I actually think is good. I think we should validate the fact that if we want to play sad music on a Friday, sometimes we can do that.
Agreed.
I don't know. Is there anything you want to say?
No. Yeah.
Great. Well, this is
just happy playing sad music.
Yeah, happy playing sad music. Oh, I wanted to thank we had a caller recently who just gave us some love and wanted to know a little bit more about the tunes that we were playing. So thank you for calling in and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This is Tangerine by Led Zeppelin.
Does she still remember? days like these to think of us again. And I do.
Tristeza é, senhora, desde que o samba é assim. A lágrima clara sobre a pele escura, à noite a chuva que cai lá fora. Solidão apavora, tudo demora em ser tão ruim, mas alguma coisa acontece no quando agora em mim. Cantando eu mando a tristeza embora.
A tristeza é senhora, desde que o samba é assim. A lágrima clara sobre a pele escura, a chuva que cai lá fora. Solidão apavora, tudo demorando em ser tão ruim, mas alguma coisa acontece no corpo agora em mim. Cantando eu mando a tristeza embora.
O samba ainda vai nascer, o samba ainda não chegou, o samba não vai morrer, veja o dia ainda não raiou. O samba é pai do prazer, o samba é filho da dor, o grande poder transformador. A tristeza é senhora, desde que o samba é assim. Lágrima clara sobre a pele escura, à noite a chuva que cai lá fora. Solidão apavora, tudo demorando em ser tão ruim, mas alguma coisa acontece no quando agora em mim. Cantando eu mando a tristeza embora.
O samba ainda vai nascer, o samba ainda não chegou, o samba não vai morrer, veja o dia ainda não raiou. O samba é pai do prazer, o samba é filho da dor, o grande poder transformador.
A tristeza é senhora, desde que o samba é assim. A lágrima lágrima clara sobre a pele escura. À noite a chuva que cai lá fora. Solidão apavora. Tudo demorando em ser tão ruim. Mas alguma coisa acontece no quanto agora em mim. Cantando eu mando a tristeza embora.
Quero ouvir.
Cantando eu mando a tristeza embora.
Outra vez.
Cantando eu mando a tristeza embora.
Só mais uma vez.
Cantando eu mando a tristeza embora.
That was Dear Prudence by, how do you pronounce that band?
Siouxsie and the Banshees.
Sure, but it's a Beatles cover. And before that, we played Desde que es O Samba e Samba,
oh my God.
Al Vivo by Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil. You've been listening to Art Gazpacho on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And Yeah, right. Ella was PSA for y'all.
Yeah. Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populations than the United States, more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about.
Something like, some crazy thing like Texas has more incarcerated peoples than like most countries in the world.
Jesus.
The state of Texas. Also worth noting that the vast majority of those folks are people of color in jail for nonviolent drug offenses. Anyway, thank you for listening. Sorry to end it on a sad note, but it's kind of a gloomy day, and this is One of These Days by Neil Young.
One of these days.